With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. As we look back at 2022, we remember some of our favorite stories from the year. Jason Gravely, a formerly incarcerated man, now a part of Fincastle Baptist Church in Fincastle, Virginia, said his skeptical search for God concluded with his involvement in the outdoor kids ministry program at the church. That's where he found spiritual answers and discipleship. Gravely began attending the ministry's activities with his two stepsons last year. Through these events, he began a friendship with the ministry's leader, Seth Thompson, who would engage in consistent spiritual conversations with him. This cultivated with Gravely eventually making a decision to follow Christ last fall, and he's noticed a difference in his personal life. Gravely explained his search for spiritual answers began long before his attendance at the church. In fact, it began during the more than 5 years that he spent in prison. Points along new Carson Newman University professor Vova Gorbinka's journey from Ukraine to Tennessee are marked with air raid sirens, explosions, bitter temperatures, and a 20-hour drive under the cover of night. The details sound like they were ripped from a movie plot, but for Vova and his family, every turn, every mile, and every step of their story has been very real. Vova and his wife Marina, along with their 17 and 15-year-old children, call Zaporizhzhia, Ukraine, home. It's one of the country's largest cities with a population of more than 700,000 people, and it's located in the southeastern portion of the country, about 6 hours south of the country's capital of Kiev. It's where Vova has worked as an academic dean at the local seminary and a minister at his church. It was where Marina served as a public school teacher, and where Andrea, their son, and Katia, their daughter, grew up with friends and went to school. It was their home. But on February the 24th, their life was turned upside down. The family fled the country on a trip that led them to Ohio and eventually to the Christian College in East Tennessee. They call it a God event, that he not only rescued them from the war, but provided a wonderful opportunity for them in the U.S.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
You can find stories that are both insightful and helpful at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails. They'll come to your inbox every day at no charge to you. It's all at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.